Hello, and welcome to this week's Parsha podcast. My name is Sarah Gez from Rehovot in Eretz Israel. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah discusses many different halachos on various different subjects, such as Eved Ivri, Basar Bechalev, and many different other topics. One of those mitzvahs is the mitzvah concerning a person that borrows, for example, an animal from someone else. The Torah teaches that if a person borrows an animal from his neighbor, and that animal breaks a limb or dies, then if the owner is not with him, the person who borrowed the animal has to pay. But then the Torah continues to say that if the owner is with him, he doesn't have to pay. Let's give a practical example. If Yosef wants to borrow Mendel's bike, Mendel agrees. Yosef takes the bike and goes to the park, but then he did not pay attention and someone stole the bicycle. The halacha then rules that Yosef has to reimburse Mendel. He has to pay back the full value of the bicycle. However, if Yosef had asked Mendel to borrow his bicycle, but also asked Mendel, would you be so kind to teach me how to ride it? I don't know how to ride a bike. Can you show me how? And Mendel agrees, and together they go to the park. And Mendel teaches Yosef how to ride it. And then someone steals the bicycle. The halacha is that Yosef does not have to pay back. Why? Because Mendel was there. Even if Mendel already left the park and went back home and left the bike with Yosef and then someone stole it or damaged it, Yosef is not responsible to pay back. That is the halacha that is brought in Parshas Mishpatim. The Rebbe is going to teach us a beautiful lesson based on this halacha in our Avodas Hashem. Every day, our neshama is given to us as a loan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We borrow our neshama so that we can use it to accomplish the will of Hashem during the day. And at the end of the day, we return the neshama to Hashem. And our chachamim teach us, halavai, that we should be able to return the neshama just like it was given to us in the morning, without any damage. However, just like a person is responsible to pay for any damage done to an object that he borrows, like to the bicycle or anything else, so too, one is responsible for any damage that he may do to his neshama during the day, no matter what the reason was, even if it happened beyond his control. And so the Rebbe asks, this is a huge responsibility. Who can take upon himself such great responsibility? Therefore, the Torah advises, if the owner is with you when you borrow, then you're not responsible to pay. Even if the damage happens after the owner left. So how can we borrow the owner of our neshama? How can we borrow Hashem along with our neshama? Every morning, when we wake up and we borrow again our neshama from Hashem, we should also make sure that we borrow the owner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by requesting Hashem's help at the very onset of our day. When we daven in the morning and ask Hashem for all our needs during that day, it is considered as if we are borrowing the owner. And that means that we are not responsible to pay for any damage that may occur, chas v'shalom, to our neshama during the day. This is also why our chachamim stressed the importance that a person should daven at the very beginning of his day, even before eating, or before learning, or before doing any other occupation. Why? Because if he were to daven later, that means that he actually started to use his neshama before he davened, which means that he actually started to use his neshama without Hashem, without the owner, in which case he is responsible for any damage that he may occur to his neshama during the day. A damage could be from, for example, someone telling you Lashon Hara, or you getting upset and angry. But even when we do behave exactly as we are supposed to, the neshama still gets damaged because it leaves such a high place in Shamayim to come to such a low place down here on earth that it's beyond our control. But like we said before, even damage that is beyond our control, we are responsible for. And that is why it is so important that we should make sure to borrow Hashem along with our neshama by davening first thing in the morning, at least by saying Birkas HaShachar. So here's something for you to think about this Shabbos. Do you make sure to say your brachas the first thing every morning, before eating or learning or doing any other activity? Or do you sometimes get distracted into doing other things? Remember that your neshama really belongs to Hashem, and every day we are so thankful to be borrowing it in order to fulfill His will. But we have to make sure that we borrow the owner, Hashem, along with our neshama, by requesting His help at the very beginning of our day, before we even start to use it. So that not only will we not be responsible for any damage that may happen to our neshama, but that will also ensure that our day will really be a successful one. Have a wonderful Shabbos.